T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Your artist of the day. This one's from 1987. Good to have you with us. It is a beautiful week in Kansas City.
Gorgeous.
A story here from the Associated Press, with many teachers opting out of returning to the classroom because of the coronavirus, schools around the United States are now scrambling to find replacements. And in some places, lowering certification requirements to help get substitutes in the door. Several states have seen surges in educators filing for retirement or even taking leaves of absence. The departures are straining staff in places that were dealing with shortages of teachers and substitutes even before the pandemic. Among those leaving is Kay, I cannot even remotely pronounce your last name, an English teacher at Northwest Indiana's Griffith High School, who had...
You know, Kay.
Yeah, old Kay, who at 57 had hoped to teach for a few more years, but she felt her school's leadership was not fully committed to ensuring proper social distancing and worried that not enough safety equipment would be provided for students and for teachers. She has stepped aside. Old Kay, 57 years old. Okie dokie.
Well, one of the districts just came out within the last few minutes, because my phone exploded, to say that they will allow elementary school kids back, I believe, yep, for full in-person learning October 5th, according in the last few minutes to the Blue Valley District. The littles can go back to full in-person learning October 5th.
Like 5 days a week?
Yep.
I'm cool with that.
I talked to a girlfriend of mine over the weekend who, I think it's her son, who works at a company downtown Kansas City. I don't remember the name of the company. They did something super outside of the box that is super cool. They have a building like we do with extra space on that first floor that no one was renting out at the time. Mm-hmm. They wiped out that space, put in a bunch of little desks and a dry erase board, and they are using that for their employees' elementary kids learning on site where you work. And they've all pitched in and hired one teacher to help facilitate. You want to talk about a job perk? That is a huge perk.
Wait. Where did they get the teacher?
Well, there are people with masters in education.
Are they accredited?
Who are being hired not to teach, but to facilitate the online learning that the teachers are already doing.
I see.
Yeah.
So they get the kids online.
They get the kids online because you think about it, your business already has Wi-Fi.
Sure.
It's brilliant. If you work for a company like Cerner, and I know they have on-site daycare, think about the perk right now of saying we're going to reserve one of our offices, you know, for 20 kids or 15 kids, and there will be a monitor in there, like a hall monitor, who can help with assignments, help with homework.
What are your kids doing?
To both high school are online only.
Oh, they still are online
They're
only?
Still online only. There is no hybrid. We are online.
See, like Maya and Kelly's son, they go to school tomorrow.
Yeah.
They didn't go to school today.
But they go tomorrow.
Yeah. They go tomorrow, and then Wednesday is cleaning day, okay? And then Thursday and Friday this week, they're off. Well, they're online. And then I think next week, see, this is what's so confusing, Dana. I mean, literally, you almost have to have a master's degree in
charts and graphs.
Yeah, yeah. And so Maya and Kelly's son are, God, they're in school tomorrow. They're off on Wednesday. They're online on Thursday and Friday. I think they're online Monday and Tuesday, and then they're back in school Thursday. I don't know.
Do you know how lonely this has been for teachers who are teaching online only? I had a friend of mine on Facebook post a screenshot,
okay,
of the Zoom, and all it showed was letters. Like, so Scott, your Scott Parks, your letter would be SP. And none of the faces were looking at her except one, and she blurred that face out. And I don't know what grade she teaches.
What do you mean they weren't looking at
she
her?
She said they have the right to be online, but I can't see them as long as they turn in their assignments. And she said, I'm so lonely. I miss these kids.
Huh. Meaning thought, you don't have to turn your camera on.
You don't have to turn your camera on. And I thought, what a lonely existence as a teacher, which is a communication skills type of job.
Sure.
Where you are there to help mold the minds of these kids, to be staring at a screen full of letters.
What do you mean they don't have to turn their screen on?
Well, I don't think you can make them turn that video camera on.
Why not?
I don't know. And I don't know what district or what age this was, but I thought, God, how sad and depressing.
Wait. Why can you not tell the kids, hey, turn your screen on? I want to make sure you're there not going to the pooper.
Well, I guess you could.
I saw a video on Twitter of a kid making breakfast, and the teacher said, could you please be polite enough to turn your camera off while you're making breakfast during class?
Yeah.
Okay, weirdo. What are you doing going into these Zoom rooms?
I said I saw a video on Twitter.
It was a video on Twitter of them showing.
Okay.
And so you know, if you have to get up and use the restroom, of course, you're going to turn the camera off. Sure. But I just saw all these letters and I thought, how depressing.
Why do you have to turn the camera off when you go to the restroom? Are you broadcasting from the restroom?
Well, no, but what if your mom comes out of the shower naked behind your Zoom? I mean, you got to be a little careful now that we're all home.
We call that a perk.
Right.
Punny.
I don't know.
Okay. Turn the camera on.
I agree. I think it's rude to the teacher.
I agree.
It's akin to sitting in class but putting a book right in front of your face.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to look at you. I'm not going to watch you.
No, turn the camera on.
I agree.
I need to know that you're in class. We are in class. Turn the damn camera on.
Well, these high school kids are just going to look down at their phone anyway, the same way that they do in class.
Hmm.
I know that because I did that.
Okay. See, I think we're letting these kids get away with murder. Turn the camera on. Find yourself in a space where mom's not walking out of the bathroom. By the way, give me a break. That's never going to happen.
It did and it has. Did you not remember the Pilates instructor who accidentally did her Pilates video while Chris Cuomo walked around naked outside?
One time.
It has happened and it will happen.
So your kids are online.
Yes.
Are they okay with it?
It is not their first or even fifth or 12th choice.
Mm. Is that mom talking or them talking?
Them talking. They want to go back. Woke up this morning to virtual band again at 7:30.
Oh, how did that go? How did that go?
Virtually, it went fine. In real life, it was a little loud.
Okay.
But it sounded great.
So, wait a minute. So, B is doing
virtual band
at 7:30. 50 every morning?
Right out of the gate. That is their first hour, which I swear is the school
every day
giggling. Yeah. They're very, very good at band.
Can you get B on the phone?
She is not going to talk to you about virtual
band.
I
don't want to talk to her. I want to hear her play the clarinet.
No, she's not going to play the clarinet for you on this show.
Why?
Because that's mortifying. Do not ask her to do that. She did ask me today. She goes, did you hear my band performance? I said, I did. It sounded great.
Get that child on the phone.
No.
All right. She doesn't have to play the clarinet. I want to talk to her about being on Zoom all the time.
I feel so bad for these kids.
Can we get B on the phone? She's very good on the radio.
Jack told me one of their classes has now gone to all Zoom because only 5 or 6 kids were showing up for the class. It's a Monday night ethics class.
At KU?
Yeah, and he said not that many kids were showing up, but he said, I kind of like to go because it's the only time I feel some semblance of normalcy in my life was to be able to physically go to this one class.
Sure.
Well, all of the other kids decided, well, heck, if we don't have to go, we're not going to go. So the professor ended up saying, if there's only 5 of you showing up, that seems silly. We'll just go to virtual. But what he said was the kids in the auditorium, he said there were 6 or 10 of us. We're spaced 60 yards apart. You know how big those auditoriums
are.
Sure.
So is he at Wesco? Or?
It was one of those, yeah. Plus the professor wore a mask and they have a plexiglass bubble that the professor would physically stand in. Like a plexiglass bubble, like a bank teller bubble, okay?
Okay.
And he said, so it was very hard to understand him through the mask, through the bubble, and we're all trying to take notes.
Yeah, that seems a bit extreme.
He's like, he goes, we actually are outfitting ourselves like we're a hazmat crew. And I will tell you, I was on campus today. I did not see a single person not wearing a mask. It's mandated. Everyone outside, does not matter.
Good.
They're all masked
good.
Up.
Good.
But even my son said, the mask with the plexiglass bubble while we're all 60 yards apart was a little much.
576-7798, Dana Wright, Sam Stevie the Third. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
You know, sometimes we miss the forest for the trees.
Fair point.
And a girlfriend who's a teacher sent me a text and said, home life is considered private. You cannot make them turn that camera on. And she is a private high school teacher. Okay.
Fair point.
Then this text just came in. I am a teacher. We do not require kids to turn on their cameras because some of them are embarrassed about their home situation or their internet isn't strong enough to make the video and sound work.
Yes and no. Yes, I see the argument that, you know, certain kids, you know, aren't proud of what's behind the camera. But you could put yourself up against a wall.
You could, but what if there's yelling? I mean, I think there are issues that did not even occur to us when we're talking about why not turn the camera
but
on.
But Dana, if there's yelling, isn't that something we want to know?
Yes. I mean, you can't. I don't think you can make a hotline call over yelling, but you can see where a child would not want that shown to 26 classmates.
Fair point. Fair point. Let's go to Lisa in Overland Park. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing well, thanks.
Hey, so this whole online school thing has just been absolutely wonderful and being fantastic as possible about that.
Hey, wait, Lisa. You're coming through a little bit
muffled.
Yeah, can you?
I don't know what's wrong with my phone. Does that any better?
Yeah.
I think I need a new phone. I don't know. Let me try moving them. But my son is in first grade, and his teacher has been phenomenal, keeping them engaged, doing stuff on the screen to show them how to function their iPad and do their assignments. And I know what you're talking about when the teacher said that all of the students just have letters, because he's had to go to that function to be able to see videos when she posts them. And I just can't imagine a teacher having to sit there and look. I think that's wrong. I don't know what the rules of other schools are, but as far as I know, for his school in our district, they're required, like,
to turn the camera on.
Be able to be seen.
Okay.
And I mean, I haven't seen any issue with it, and I'm in the screen with them. She has no problem with it at all, and other parents pop in, and I mean, I said that there's some, it's crazy, the school that he goes to, his teacher, actually, his school has gone above and beyond for these students to be ready for whatever's coming. But the school that is directly behind me, that my nephew is going to, you would have just thought that they just told those teachers last week that, hey, we're going to online. My sister still has no iPad for my nephew. He's just sitting around waiting.
Oh.
He's 8 years old. It's like, there's no...
Well, Lisa, and real quick, we're up against the break. I hope they get back soon. Amen. I hope the littles get back soon. They've got to go back.
Phil, Hannah, Shannon, you guys hang tight. You guys are next here on Dana and Parks.
Nobody. We're on the air, wing.
Yeah.
You just said, where did you go? We're right here.
Telephone number here is 576-7798.
From the text line.
Ooh, come on.
I am a teacher. I gave an online assignment to first graders and then watched as three parents took the test for their child. Wow! Oh!
Kids got to pass,
That's
man.
Not Johnny.
Phil in Topeka. Hello, Phil.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I'm a teacher in Topeka, and we require students to have their video on. If they don't, it's the same as not being in class, and we count them absent.
Really?
Even if they're there with the little white bobblehead thing looking.
Pardon me?
Even if they're in there, but they have just the little white bobblehead thing.
What do you mean?
You have to actually see them and not like an avatar or
their face. Look them in the eye.
Okay. All right, Phil.
Okay.
Hey, do appreciate the call. Shannon in Independence. Hello, Shannon.
Hey, Scott. I was just thinking about kids might not be allowed to have their cameras on. Parents might not let them. What with all the kids getting suspended and everything, because maybe there's an airsoft on the wall behind them or the wrong kind of flag or some other thing that a teacher might find inappropriate.
Well, we saw this, a week and a half ago, where the student, Scott, had several hunting style guns on a pegboard on the wall in his room.
You mean rifles?
And some bows and arrows, and someone complained and said, what's going on in Johnny's room? There's a bunch of guns in there. And police came to the door.
Oh, give me a break.
You
give
were
me a break.
On vacation.
No, I wasn't.
When we talked about this, yes, you were.
I haven't been on vacation in weeks.
Police came to the door.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
For legally owned
well,
guns.
They didn't know, and the teachers.
They didn't know.
The teacher's reply was, "We're damned if we do, and we're damned if we don't." Like someone saw something, and
they
wanted
dumb if you do, and you're
and
dumb
they
if
wanted
you
to make sure that this was, you know, if you brought a gun to class, you would be in trouble. Zoom is class.
Oh come on!
And police knocked on that door, Scott, and the mother was furious.
Yes, she should be.
I believe she did let them in, though.
She did let them in. Son is a Boy Scout or an Eagle Scout.
Got nothing to hide.
Well, but there were people who said, of all the things you could point your Zoom to, you're going to really point your Zoom to a wall of guns and not expect somebody to say something.
His desk just so happened to be on that side of the room, and the camera happened to face the wall above his bed.
America, I don't recognize you anymore. Honest to God, I don't. Hannah in Independence, 576-7798. Hello, Hannah.
Hi.
Hi.
So mine has nothing to do with the homeschooling thing, because I'm not homeschooling, but the redlining thing or having somebody call the police on you.
Yeah.
Not funny, but kind of funny. Given my 11-year-old, or telling her to get in the shower a couple of weeks back, she's screaming at me, yelling, just going crazy. And I'm pretty sure that one of my neighbors called the cops, because within about 30 minutes, my son's knocking on the door and said, Mom, there's a police officer out front. And, it can happen.
But wait, called because of what?
Because of screaming.
Okay. And do you know what the screaming was for, or?
It was at my house. My daughter didn't want to get in the shower, and she was screaming, I'm not getting in the shower! I'm not getting in the shower!
What did she sound like?
A little louder than that, but yeah, it was interesting. I mean, it's funny, but not funny.
And when police knocked, what did you say?
They didn't actually knock. They just sat right in front of my house, and I think maybe he was waiting to hear it himself. But by that time, she'd gotten in the shower, so the yelling was over. And, you know, it is what it is. I don't blame them. I mean, you got to be safe. And with kids, you don't know what their parents might do, especially if a kid's screaming.
Well, and that's why I'm starting to wonder, Hannah, if they want to see these kids on camera. For that very reason. Get eyeballs on them, make sure everything's okay.
I have no problem with it. Hang on just a second. Hey, Hannah?
Yes?
Why did the kid not want to get in the shower?
You'd have to ask her, and she's not in the car with me.
Well,
right?
I'm asking you, Mom. Why did she not want to get in the shower?
She kept saying, I just want 20 more minutes. I just want 20 more minutes. And I was like, no, we're doing it now. It's late. You need to get in the shower. Let's do it. Get it over.
And that prompted the police to show up at your house?
Honest to goodness, yeah, Kansas City, Missouri, right in front of my house. And he just sat there for, I don't know, probably 30 minutes and then left.
Huh.
Okay.
So.
All right, Hannah, do appreciate the call. Thank you for it.
Thanks. You guys have a great day.
All right, you do the same. Thanks.
I'm trying to remember the last time I yelled at the kids loud enough that someone might call authorities.
I've never done that. And I'm not perfect dad. Don't get me wrong. I am not.
Well, when I
dad.
Yell, you can hear it, but it is so rare that I'm yelling and not joking. Like, what I'm actually screaming is incredibly rare.
Do your kids not want to take showers?
Oh, we don't ever fight over stuff like that, no.
I mean, I asked Maya the other day, I'm like, when was the last time you took a shower? She goes, yesterday. I'm like, all right, fine. I'm not going to fight my kid over getting in the shower.
You choose your battles. I'm
a
big believer.
Stink? You want Jesse Wood to smell you stinky? Fine.
Big believer that you choose your battles.
And did you say his last name?
Ooh, sorry.
Big believer that you choose his battles.
Too late to dump that one.
Yeah, a little too late. Yeah, that kid. He seems like a nice young man. But I think he's going to keep me up late at night.
Do you know I just walked by next door? And they have their entire fishbowl window covered with Chiefs banner paper.
Yeah, kind of nerdy.
And all the way down, I was thinking, now why would they cover the window so that no one can see in there?
Mm.
So on the way back from the bathroom, I decided to break in there because I thought, well, you know, like maybe what if Patrick Mahomes is in there and I could hug him? But he wasn't in there.
Who was in there, Dana?
Nobody. They just put paper up on the window. As the program manager, I go, who's in there? Don't lie to me. He goes, nobody, just the host. I said, well, why is there Chiefs paper up there hiding my view?
Who cares?
I really thought it was Patrick Mahomes. He just laughs. He goes, Patrick Mahomes, we're in a pandemic, Dana. He goes, he's not going anywhere.
No.
I go, oh, yeah, I guess that corona thing.
That would be a Zoom interview.
Yeah, that would be a Zoom interview.
Topic.
You're right. I shouldn't have said the kid's last name. I apologize. It was a mistake. I goofed. I said the kid's last name, and I'm sorry. It won't happen again.
This story will make you happy.
I got a kid who's getting ready to start dating. There's nothing you can say right now, Dana, that's going to make me.
Why is this a thing for you? This is so weird. Why is this a thing for you?
It never bothered you?
No.
When some guy came over and wanted to take your daughter out, it never bothered you?
No, that's the normal process of life. If no one ever came out and asked them out, I would be worried.
Like I said, he seems like a very nice young man.
The days of vinyl records being nostalgic relic of the past are gone. This year.
Oh, it's back.
Vinyl sales have outpaced CD sales for the first time since the 1980s in the U.S. Records accounted for $231 million in music sales in just the first half of the year compared to CDs.
Yep.
Which only brought in $129 million, to which I said, who are the people still buying CDs?
This guy.
Vinyl records, also known as records pressed on wax, were commonplace.
Never heard that before. Nobody ever goes, do you have any records
pressed on wax?
Oh, yes, right here in the back corner.
They were commonplace before other formats, such as cassettes and CDs, became the preferred model, but that has not stopped vinyl from making a resurgence. Since 2005, sales of vinyl have grown consecutively. And in the first half, vinyl was up 4%, while CD revenue was down 48%.
Yeah, I believe that.
Wow.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm. We don't need it for actually listening to music anymore. It's a nostalgia.
It's nostalgia, right? So my parents, you know, they're getting ready to, well, they claim they're getting ready to move. I'll believe it when I see it. But she is selling all of the stuff in her house. And she said to me, what are some of the things that you want? Like, pick out some of the stuff that you don't want me to sell. And they have an old Victrola with the huge, thick, almost glass-type records from the, 1800s or something? I don't even know.
No.
And I don't know when. The kind that you had to crank? Remember you had to crank the Victrola?
Okay. I don't think that's from the 1800s.
But that's a long time ago.
Okay.
And so I said, I want that. And they have a ton of old records, and it sounds horrible, but...
And they're
cool.
If your folks have some records from the 50s, they're super thick.
Very thick.
And heavy.
And if you drop them, they shatter.
Mm-hmm.
When was the Victrola popular? Stand by. It was a long time ago.
I have a Duane Eddy record. Have Guitar Will Travel is the name of the record. It is the heaviest thing in my entire record collection.
I'm telling you, I don't think this was in the 1900s. These things are old.
Are you talking about a phonogram?
It's called a Victrola. It looks just like this. In fact, that looks just like theirs. It's super tall.
That's not from the 1800s.
Well, when do you think it's from?
It was 1940s? Called a phonograph in the 1800s.
Ooh.
It's not a Victrola.
The one, like, with the dog right next to it?
I'm going to look up the year. No, you're thinking of the smaller portable one. This is the huge, you know, it's my size. It's like 5 feet tall.
And you would crank it?
You'd crank the side of it, yes.
And just let it spin and it would play the record?
Yeah.
Huh.
Let me look on eBay. She might not want to give it to me if it's worth a bajillion dollars.
Victrola is a brand name. It's not a model, Dana. Victrola is still to this day a very popular brand. Scott, that boy has you right where he wants you. You think he's a nice young man.
He looked up from his old pie.
Don't.
Why?
Because it's just going to make me cry, man.
Okay, the huge old antique Victrola right now that says this is my grandma's who wants it, $150 or best offer.
So it's not worth anything.
There's a rare professionally restored one worth $3,950. That's what my parents looks like.
That nice?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's been in their house for 30 years.
Does it work?
Yeah, does it work?
Because if it doesn't, $150.
Not so sure on that.
Hmm.
What is the one thing out of your mom's house you want?
Oh, that's easy. My dad's flag.
Okay. Would you fly it or display it or just keep it somewhere safe?
No.
Dana, it's in a case.
Oh, it's case. Oh, hello. Sorry. That flag.
The one from his funeral.
I thought you meant just a flag that he used to have.
No,
you don't. You mean the flag.
The flag that was on his casket.
Got it.
That's what I want.
Okay.
Am I going to fly it?
I'm going to rip that open and fly it.
No, definitely not.
I thought you just meant a flag he had, not the flag they presented to your mother at his funeral. God.
Rot it up and throw it in the corner.
Fly free, Mayo. Fly free.
Use that as a tablecloth on the 4th of July.
No. The one, she's got it in a wooden case.
I know what you mean, though. It's a shadow box.
Yes.
You should have clarified. Ooh,
I did. I said my dad's flag. You mean the one you're going to fly?
No.
The one that's in the triangle. Yeah. It's not on the wall. It's in a triangle box with a glass.
We have my grandfather's.
What do you want?
A grandfather clock. So
the
we can
restored
go to break on time?
Menu. I'll tell you when we come back.
All right, fine. 576-7798. Band in rock and roll history. From the text line, Dana, don't you want the bar that your grandfather built? Where is it?
In someone's man cave in Topeka, and the friend of his will not reply.
Oh, you've tried.
I've tried. I have tried. I've offered money. Like, please call me. What can we do? Like, please help me out here.
Nothing.
Nothing. Mm-mm.
What gives?
I don't know. I tried.
Have you gone to the door?
No, I think that'd be a little weird. Like, I want my bar.
No, you don't. No.
Well, it's not in the house where we all grew up anymore. It's been moved to a buddy's man cave. And so me going to the house doesn't really, I guess I could write a letter. But I wrote a letter when they first bought the house and got no reply.
Well, so, what if you finally get in there and it's been altered?
Yeah. What I really want is that my dad, the same year I did this for either my mom's birthday or their anniversary a few years ago, my dad tracked down the original menu from the restaurant where my mom was waitressing when he first met her and asked her out.
Oh, really?
And he matted and framed the menu and said,
oh, wow.
On the mat and frame, it said, I'll take 2 children and 7 grandchildren on the side, please.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And their marriage date. Oh, it is the best. And then that same year, I tracked down.
So she has that?
She has that.
Oh, that's great.
I tracked down the sign and had someone replicate in all of its ugly colors and glory from 1970.
I'll have 2 children and 7 grandchildren, please.
On
That's
the side,
great.
With a side of 7 grandchildren. I found the sign, so now she's got the sign with the menu.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two of the big things that I want. And then the bell that was on my grandfather's ship that he used to drive out to Ship Island in Ocean Springs every day. They've got the captain's bell. The ding, you know, actual ding. What do you call that? The boat bell. Ding.
The boat bell.
Sure, it goes ding.
Sure, there's a word for a boat bell. I don't know what it is. It's a boat bell.
It's a boat bell. What does it do?
Ding.
Okay.
It's in their bar. And I said, do not sell that house with that boat bell affixed. Because you know when you sell something, if it takes a screwdriver to take it off, it comes with the house.
Kelly wants my mom's china.
Okay.
Okay. It's very nice.
You'll never use it.
Oh. What is it with women and china?
It's the biggest waste of anything you would ask for. Anyone who's getting married, do not ask for china. What you end up doing is boxing it up and moving it from house to house to house. It is still in my basement. We have never.
You've never used your china.
Never ever. Used it. Ever.
It was one of the original Keeping Up with the Joneses items, and it still sticks around for some reason.
Here's, and I'm not.
We're late to break. You got to go. I got to take this call.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.